We're talking on the pillars of our church. These are not the pillars of the church. But these are truths that we emphasize as a local church. And what we built our church ministry around. We talk about fellowship and what that means to us as a church. And we have been talking about prophetic insight. And every time you speak about the prophetic, a lot of people think that we're talking about predicting what's coming. Well, that's part of it, but the prophetic a lot of times attract the weird and the wonderful. And we need to have something that is balanced and biblical so that we can build well and be a blessing to each other and to our community. We spoke about, in the Old Testament, no one hears from God but three people. The king, the prophet, and the priest. The laity don't hear God. If you want to know what God is doing, you go and see either the king, the priest, and the prophet. In the New Testament, there are no kings as such, except if you live in Saudi Arabia or somewhere around there. But the authority of a king is given to each one that belongs to the Lord. We are kings and priests unto God. We are a kingdom of priests. And you don't have to be a particular race or a particular family to be a king and a priest. You can go to God as a young person, whereas in the Old Testament you can't do that. You have to find a priest from a particular tribe and from a particular family to represent you before God. Today I don't need to find you to represent me. I can go to God because I have an advocate in heaven. His name is Jesus Christ. You have the same advocate in heaven. His name is Jesus Christ. You have authority just like I have. And you can exercise that authority over the demonic powers, over the elements. Bible says, cast your cares upon the Lord because He cares for you. Now, I don't cast your cares. You cast your cares, I cast my cares. And those things keep on coming. You cast them off and they come back. You cast them on. But what do? You keep casting it on the Lord. Hallelujah. It's great to be prayed for, but greater still to be able to walk in the authority that God has given to you and being able to go to God and understand His ways, praise Him and pray. Hallelujah. So we are all priests. And we are all kings in that sense. What about the prophet? Well, in a sense, the church is the prophet. We are a community of prophets in that sense. And the Bible says anyone can prophesy. If you're willing to listen and hear God, you're able to prophesy. And so that's where we left off last time we talked. Now that you're up to date, let's talk about today. Is that all right? All right. So give me about 20 minutes and then we'll go home. Are you hungry? You're not. Okay. I want to talk about three things. I want to talk about the gift, the motivation, and the office. The gift of prophecy, the motivation of prophecy, and the office of the prophet. I'll say that again. I'm going to talk about three things: the gift, the motivation, and the office. The gift of prophecy, the motivation of prophecy, and the office of the prophet. So we'll start with 1 Corinthians chapter 12. I will read it as I go along. And when it's 12 o'clock, we'll finish. All right, whether we finish or not, we'll finish at 12. So when it's 12 o'clock, somebody set 12 o'clock on your cell phone so that when it's 12 o'clock, it'll ring. Have you got 1 Corinthians 12? All right. Now concerning spiritual gifts. Concerning spiritual gifts. In the original Greek, the word gifts is not mentioned. It just said concerning the spirituals. Concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I do not want you to be ignorant. I do not want you to be ignorant. I do not want you to be ignorant. Now, if you go to 90% of the church, about 90% of them will be ignorant about spiritual gifts. They gloss over it, but the Bible says, when it comes to spiritual gifts, don't be ignorant. You know that you were Gentiles carried away to these dumb idols, however you were led. Therefore, I make known to you that no one speaking by the Spirit of God calls Jesus a curse. If you work in the workforce, you will hear the name of Jesus used as a swear word. The Bible says nobody speaking by the Spirit will do that to that name and that person. It's only a ding-dong who's led by a demonic spirit and a dumb idol. Are you okay? And then he says, there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are differences of ministries, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of activities, but it is the same God who works all in all. There are diversity of gifts. There are different ways of administering the gifts, but it's the same Spirit, same Lord, same God. Same Spirit, same Lord, same God. Same Holy Ghost, same Jesus Christ, same God the Father, the Holy Ghost. The Trinity want the church not to be ignorant, and the Trinity wants the church to function in the gifts. Are you all right? Now, if you don't, you say, well, we don't do that in our church. Well, that's all right. Sometimes we think we know everything. But if the Holy Ghost and the Son and the Father want us to do it, then I think we ought to do it. What do you think? Regardless of your church tradition or your denominational bias, the Bible says, same Spirit, same Lord, same God. And don't be ignorant. Hallelujah. So it says in verse 7, but the manifestation of the Spirit, the manifestation, when the Spirit that you can't see manifests Himself through the natural. Now, how can the Spirit manifest Himself through the natural? He does it through us. He does it through people. The Spirit that you can't see. See, you are created in the image of a Spirit. God is a Spirit. Hallelujah. And God, who is Spirit, said, let us make man in our image. So you are made in the image of a Spirit, an unseen God. So there is something in you that even though you can't see, it's still there. See, if I kill you, you're still the same. If I go through the molecules of your body, still the same, still amount, same brain cell, same blood, same density of body mass, same everything, but you're dead. How come you're dead? Everything's there. Because there's something unseen in you that you can't see, and now it's left your body. And I don't care what they do with your body. When your spirit that is made in the image of God, who is a spirit, when your spirit leaves your body, you're dead. I don't care what they do, you're dead. So you're made in the image of a spirit that is God. You can't see God, but the Spirit, the Holy Spirit that you can't see can manifest. Now you go, you watch those dumb movies like Twilight. What a stupid thing that is. Now, let me tell you something. Hey, 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 hey. Why do you like twilight? Because you want to see there is something in you about the supernatural, spiritual world, and you want to know the spiritual world, but you're going the wrong way to find the spiritual. You go to the God of Spirit, not twilight, you ding dong. See, there is something inherent in us. And that's why you go to the psychic reader. Why? You know there's something there. But why do you always go to the wrong source? Why don't you go to the real one? Why do you always go to the counterfeit? The ding-dongs out there can go to the counterfeit, but the children of God ought to go to the real one. Huh? And then you go, you'll freak yourself out. Friday the 13th. And then you come home and you stare spitless. And then you have nightmares in the middle of the night. And you don't know what to do. And then you ring Pastor Ely. Huh? Now, how many know there's so much of that in the movies now? Many years ago, the vampires will drink your blood. Now human beings come and bite your neck and drink your blood. How stupid can you be? Hallelujah. So the Spirit can manifest Himself. And even though He's unseen, He manifests Himself. And this is how He does it. For to one is given the word of wisdom. Word of wisdom. Word of wisdom. Word of, what is that? Word of wisdom. You know, one day two women came and said, well, that woman had a child. Kill her child. Bring her child and swap with my child. And Solomon said, somebody bring a sword. Just cut the little fella in half. And give it them to give one half to each, and then go home and have lunch. The real one hopped over the baby and said, "God, give it to her." And Solomon said, "That's the mother." What is that? It's a word of wisdom. Huh? Now how they said, "Wow, wow, the gods are with us." Why did they say that? Because they saw something. Supernatural word of wisdom manifesting God unseen is now seen but manifest through human beings. Hallelujah. It says, to one is given a word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge. Word of knowledge. Here comes Jesus at the well, said to the woman, go get your husband. The woman said, I've got no husband. And Jesus said, you're right, you've got no husband, but you've had five husbands, and now you're just living with a man. You no longer care. You've had five husbands, but now you're living with a man. You've had six men altogether. But here comes the seventh man. His name is Jesus. And she said, I perceive you're a prophet. Because nobody, what is it? The word of knowledge. Word of knowledge. Manifest. The God, the Spirit, unseen, now manifests in the scene. And God will manifest Himself through us. And then it says, word of knowledge through the same Spirit. Verse 9, to another faith by the same. There's a gift of faith. Gift of faith is not the faith that you live by every day. Gift of faith is a supernatural impartation of God's faith to your heart, to my heart, to do a particular job. When the job is done, then the gift is lifted. But that kind of faith is not given just to go down the road. That kind of faith is given and it manifests itself in the natural. When the sun was going down, Joshua said, God stopped the sun. guess what? The sun stopped. Now, if you're a scientist, can you imagine the power of the centrifugal force that will cause the sun to stop? Can you even conceive that when you stop the sun, all the planetary system had to stop? Now, how can a man do that? Gift of faith. But manifest in the natural. They threw a young Maori boy into the lion's den. The Maori boy, they used the lion as a pillow. And here comes Nebuchadnezzar and said, Daniel. They said, yeah, are you alive? How can I say yeah if I'm not alive? Do the lions eat you? How can they eat? I'm talking to you. Now, how you throw anybody in a lion's den, guess what? It's breakfast for the lions. How come he wasn't breakfast? Because the Maori boy exercised a supernatural faith, the gift of faith, and the manifestation of that unseen God through that gift of faith caused that heathen king to say, there's no other God but the God of the Maori boy. Manifestation of the Spirit that's unseen, that is used by God to manifest His power through us in the natural. Hallelujah. That's a gift of faith. Then it says, to another gifts of healings. I like that. I'll end up talking about the gifts of healings. Alright? There was a blind man. Jesus spat in his eyes. How would you like Jesus to get your blinded eyes healed? Then tells you to go and wash your face in the pool of Siloam. Now the guy's blind. Now he's further blinded with the mud and the spit. He doesn't even know which direction is the pool. And then he gets told, go to the pool and wash your face. Now, can you imagine everybody looking at the guy? Everybody knows the guy. And where's the pool? He's got mud in your eyes. What is it? It's mud and spit. And then when he washes his face, he walks back through the village. Manifestation. Gives him healings. Do another, verse 10. Are you reading the Bible with me or are you just looking at me? To another, the working of miracles. The working of miracles. Huh? Working of miracles. They were cutting down a Bohutukawa tree. And the axe head fell into the river. Wanganui. And they cried, whoa, it was a borrowed axe. Here comes the prophet of God said, Where did the thing fall into the Wanganui there? So he broke a branch, hallelujah, of the tree and threw it in the river, and the axe head floated up. How many know iron don't float? Have you ever thrown an axe head in the Wanganui River and it floats on the top? It doesn't. What is that? It's a working of miracles. A miracle happened. Manifestation of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Working of miracles to another prophecy. Prophecy. Like what we heard this morning. Prophecy to another discerning of spirits, to another different kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. So prophecy, what we're talking about, the gift of prophecy, it may be quite simple. Somebody said, well, there are chains around the church, but they are broken, and God wants you to come through. And then little guy said, there is an oasis, and there are people waiting at the desert instead of the oasis. Now, anybody with a half a brain will know if you're in the desert, you don't wait in the desert, you come to the oasis. Now, that's very similar. Well, but it's simple to us. So, well, what is that? But to the person that it spoke to, the one that responded, it's not just hallelujah. And when you come, Now, sometimes when God says things, it can be quite stupid. And God will offend your brain to reveal what's in your heart. You come to a wall, you can't even put a ladder up. And God said, just walk around the wall. Just walk around the wall and don't talk. Now, some people, that's a sacrifice for some people. Some people, it's just hard not to talk. It's hard to shut up. And then God said, just walk around the walls. Don't talk. Monday, don't talk once around the wall, but don't talk. Tuesday, around the wall, don't talk. Wednesday, on the last day, Saturday, you walk around 7 times, but shut up for a whole week. Don't talk for a whole week. Now, some people, some people's souls are best around a button. You know. Hello? They can't even shut up for 2 minutes. They have to say something. Be still and know that I am God. Shut up and know that He's God. So they walk around the wall. Now, how many know that's illogical instruction? But God will say something. And if God prophesies that over us, how many people will go around and walk around the wall? I don't think anybody would. Why? It's too stupid. But when they did, see, the power is in the obedience. And when they did, the impossible happened because they obeyed. Now, sometimes prophecy may be very, very simple, but its outworking is profound when you dare to just walk out and believe. Now, can you imagine? Lord, if that stupid me come, he said, come. Except that he's walking on the river. Come. 1 plus 1 is 2, and it's always 2. It's 2 in Italy, and it's 2 in Tonga, it's 2 in Nauru. I can't, because there's water. Come. When the moment you obey, something supernatural is manifested. But the Bible says, one of the ways the unseen Holy Ghost can manifest His glory is through prophecy. Hallelujah. If you go over to 1 Corinthians chapter 14, I've got 3 minutes. Did somebody set the clock at 12? All right. It says, pursue love and desire spiritual gifts. Desire, desire, desire spiritual gifts. How do you get spiritual gifts? You get filled with the Holy Ghost and you desire, you desire, you desire, you desire. As much as you desire to text your friend, as much as you desire to wake up in the middle of the night and talk to your friend about nothing, as much as you desire, desire, desire. You desire spiritual gifts. You desire to prophesy. Desire spiritual gifts. But especially that you may, especially, I mean, any one of us will, oh, I want to see the miraculous. No, the miraculous, what I said, desire to see those, but especially.